Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 22, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 17, taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, Chapter 19, The Inconceivable Behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, says that he is a servant of Srila Rupa Goswami and has sung of four divisions of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in this 19th chapter of the Antyalila. Number 1, Lord Chaitanya's devotion to his mother. Number 2, Lord Chaitanya's words of madness. Number 3, Lord Chaitanya's rubbing his face against the walls at night. And number 4, Lord Chaitanya's dancing at the appearance of Lord Krishna's fragrance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus returned to external consciousness. Lord Chaitanya then bathed and went to see Lord Jagannath. The pastimes of Lord Krishna are uncommonly full of transcendental potency, and it is a characteristic of such pastimes that they do not fall within the jurisdiction of experimental logic and arguments. And that is because when transcendental love of Krishna awakens in someone's heart, even a learned scholar cannot comprehend such a devotee's activities. Dhanyasyayam nava prema yasyo nilati chetasi antaravanibhir api asya mudra suhtusu durgama. The activities and symptoms of that exalted personality in whose heart love of Godhead has awakened cannot be understood even by the most learned of scholars. The activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are undoubtedly uncommon, especially Lord Chaitanya's talking like a madman. Therefore, one who hears of these pastimes should not put forward mundane arguments, for one should simply hear the pastimes with full faith. The evidence of the truth of these talks is found in Srimad Bhagavatam. There, in the section of the 10th canto known as Brahmara Gita, or the Song to the Bumblebee, Srimati Radharani speaks insanely in ecstatic love for Krishna. When Uddhava arrived from Mathura carrying a message for the gopis began talking about Krishna, and they also started crying. Then, Srimati Radharani saw a bumblebee and began speaking to it like someone mad, thinking that the bee was a messenger of Uddhava's or was someone very dear to him and Krishna. The verses of this Brahmara Gita are as follows. Madhupa kitava bandho ma prashangrin sapnaya kucha vilulita mala kunkuma shma shrubirna vahatu madhupatis tanmani ninang prasadam yadu sadasi vidamyang yasya dutas twam idrik. My dear bumblebee, you are a very cunning friend of Uddhava and Krishna. You are very expert in touching people's feet. But I am not going to be misled by this. You appear to have sat on the breast of one of Krishna's friends, for I do see that you have kumkum dust on your mustache. Krishna now is engaged in flattering all his young girlfriends in Mathura. Therefore, now that Krishna can be called a friend of the residents of Mathura, then Krishna does not need the help of the residents of Vrindavan. Krishna has no reason to satisfy us gopis. Since you are the messenger of such a person as Krishna, what is the use of your presence here? Certainly, Krishna would be ashamed of your presence in this assembly. So, how is it that Krishna has offended the gopis so that they want to reject Krishna from their minds? The answer is given as follows. Sakrid adhara sudang swang mohinin payayitva sumanasa iva sadyas tatya jaisman bhavadrik paricharati katang tatpada padmang tu padma hi api bata hrita cheta utama shloka jalpai. Krishna no longer gives us the enchanting nectar of his lips. Instead, Krishna now gives that nectar to the women of Mathura. Krishna directly attracts our minds, and yet Krishna resembles a bumblebee just like you, because Krishna gives up the association of a beautiful flower and goes to a different flower which is inferior. That is the way Krishna has treated us. So, I do not know why the goddess of fortune continues to serve Krishna's lotus feet instead of leaving them aside. Apparently, Lakshmi believes in Krishna's false words. We gopis, however, are not unintelligent like the goddess of fortune. So after hearing the bumblebee's sweet songs, and recognizing that the bee was singing about Krishna for her satisfaction, the gopi Radha thus replied, Kim eha bahushad angre gayasi tvang yadunam adhipatim agrihanam agrato na puranam vijaya sakha sakinam giyatang tat prasanga Kshapita kucha rujaste kalpa yantish tamishta. Dear bumblebee, Lord Krishna has no residence here, but we know Krishna as Yadupati, the king of the Yadu dynasty. We know Krishna very well, and therefore we are not interested in hearing any more songs about Krishna. So it would be better for you to go sing to those who are now very dear to Krishna. Those women of Mathura have now achieved the opportunity of being embraced by Krishna. They are Krishna's beloveds now, and therefore Krishna has relieved the burning in their breasts. If you go there and sing your songs to those fortunate women, they will be very pleased, and they will honor you. Divi bhuvi cha rasayang ka striyastad durapa kapata ruchirahasa bru vidrimbhasya yasyu charana raja upaste yasya bhutir vayang ka api cha kripana pakshe hi uttama shloka shabdah. O collector of honey, Krishna must be very sorry not to see us gopis. Surely, Krishna is afflicted by memories of our pastimes. Therefore, Krishna has sent you as a messenger to satisfy us. But do not speak to us. All the women in the three worlds where death is inevitable, whether it be the heavenly, middle, or lower planets, are very easily available to Krishna because Krishna's curved eyebrows are so attractive. Moreover, Krishna is always served very faithfully by the goddess of fortune. In comparison with Lakshmiji, we are most insignificant. Indeed, we are nothing. Yet, although Krishna is very cunning, Krishna is also very charitable. So you may inform Krishna that he is praised for his kindness to unfortunate persons and that Krishna is therefore known as Uttama Shloka, one who is praised by chosen words and verses. Visrija Shirasi Padang Vedmi Ahang Chatu Karar Anunaya Vidushaste Vietya Dyaukyayar Mukundat Swakutta Iha Visrishta Patya Pati Anya Loka Vyasrijad Akrita Cheta King Nu Sandheyam Asmin. O Bumblebee, you are buzzing at my feet just to be forgiven for your past offenses. Kindly go away from my feet. I know that Mukunda has taught you to speak very sweet, flattering words like this, and to act as Krishna's messenger. These are certainly clever tricks, my dear Bumblebee, but I can understand them. This is Krishna's offense. Oh, no. Do not tell Krishna what I have just said, although I know that you are very envious. We gopis have given up our husbands, our sons, and all the religious principles which promise better births. And we have now no business other than serving Krishna. Yet, Krishna, by controlling his mind, has easily forgotten us. Therefore, do not speak of Krishna anymore. Let us now forget our relationship with Krishna. Mrigayor eva kapindrang vivyadhe lubda dharma striyam akrita virupang stri jita kamayanam balim api balim atva veshtayad dvangsha vad yas tad alam asita sakyay dusyajastat katartah. And when we remember the past births of Krishna, my dear Bumblebee, we are very much afraid of Krishna. In Krishna's incarnation as Lord Ramachandra, he acted just like a hunter and unjustly killed his friend Vali. Lusty Shrupanaka came to satisfy Ramachandra's desires. But Ram was so attached to Sita Devi that Ram cut off Shrupanaka's nose. And in Krishna's incarnation as Vamanadev, he plundered Bali Maharaj, taking away all of his possessions, cheating Bali on the pretext of accepting worship from him. Vamanadev caught Bali Maharaj exactly as one catches a crow. So, my dear Bumblebee, it is not very good to make friends with such a person as Krishna. For I know that once one begins to talk about Krishna, it is very difficult to stop. And I have to admit that I myself have insufficient strength to give up talking about Krishna. Yad anucharita lila karna piyusha viprat sakrid adana vidhuta dvandva dharma vinashta sapadi griha kutumbang dinam utsridja dina bahava iha vihanga vikshu charyang charanti. Topics about Krishna are so powerful that they destroy the four religious principles, dharma, religion, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, and moksha, liberation. Anyone who drinks even a small drop of Krishna katha through oral reception is freed from all material attachment and envy. Like a bird with no means of subsistence, such a person becomes a mendicant and lives by begging. Ordinary household affairs become miserable for such a person, and without attachment, one suddenly gives up everything. Although such renunciation is quite suitable, because I am a woman, I am unable to adopt it. Vayam ritam iva jima vyakritam sraddhana kulaka rutam ivagya krishna vadvo hiranyaha dadrishur asakrid etad tanaka sparshatibra smara ruja upamantrin bhun yatam anya varta. O my dear messenger bee, I am just like a foolish bird who hears the sweet songs of a hunter, believes in them due to simplicity, and then is pierced in the heart and made to suffer all kinds of miseries. Only because we believed in Krishna's words, we have suffered great pain. Indeed, the touch of Krishna's nails has injured our faces. Oh, Krishna has caused us so much pain. Therefore, my dear bumblebee messenger, you should give up topics concerning Krishna and talk about something else. After hearing all these statements from Srimati Radhika, the bumblebee left and then returned. After some thought, the gopi Radha then said, Priya Sakha Punar Aga Prayasa Preshtita King Varaya Kim Anurunde Mananiya Asime Anga Nayasi Katam Ihasman Dustyaja Dvandva Parshvang Satatam Udasi Saumya Shrir Vadhu Sakam Aste. O bumblebee, you are Krishna's very dear friend, and so by Krishna's order you have come here once again. Therefore you are worshipable for me. O best of messengers, tell me now, what is your request? What do you want? Krishna cannot give up conjugal love, and therefore I understand that you have come here to take us to Krishna. But how will you do that? We know that many goddesses of fortune now reside at Krishna's chest, and they constantly serve Krishna better than we can. Praising the bumblebee for its sobriety, Radha began to speak in great jubilation. Api bata madhupuryam aryaputro dunaste smarati sapitri gehan saumya bandhumscha gopan kvachit api sakata na kinkarinang grinite bhujam aguru sugandham murdni adhasyat kadanu. Krishna is now living like a gentleman at the Gurukula in Mathura, forgetting all the gopis of Vrindavan. But does Krishna not remember the sweet house of his father, Nanda Maharaj? We are all naturally Krishna's maidservants. Does Krishna not remember us? Does Krishna ever speak about us? Or has Krishna forgotten us completely? So will Krishna ever forgive us and once again touch us with those hands fragrant with the scent of a guru? The songs of the queens at Dwaraka, which are mentioned at the end of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, have a very special meaning, and they are not understood even by the most learned scholars. The songs of Srimad Bhagavatam are verses 15 through 24 of the 90th chapter of the 10th canto. Kurari vilapasi tvam vita nidra na sheshe swapiti jagati ratriyam ishvaro gupta bodha vayam iva sakhi kachit gadha Nirvinna Chaita Nalina Nayana Hasodara Lilekshitena. All the queens incessantly thought of Krishna, After their pastimes in the water, the queen said, "Our dear friend the osprey, Krishna is now asleep, but we stay awake at night because of Krishna. You laugh at us when you see us awake at night. But why are you not sleeping? You seem to be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Have you also been pierced by Krishna's smile? Krishna's smile is very sweet, and one who is pierced by such an arrow is very fortunate. Netre nimilayasi naktam adrishta bandhus twang rora veshi kuru nang bata chakravaki dasyangatavayam ivachuta pada jushtang king basra jung sprihayasi kavarena vodhum. O Chakravaki, you keep your eyes wide open at night because you cannot see your friend. Indeed, you are suffering very much. Is it because of compassion that you are crying? Or are you trying to capture Krishna by remembering him? Having been touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, all of us queens are very happy. Are you crying to wear Krishna's garland on your head? Please answer these questions clearly, O Chakravaki, so that we can understand. Bho bho sada nishtanase udanvan alabdha nidra digata prajagara king va mukunda parivrittatma lanchanaha praptang dashantvang cha kato duratyayam. O ocean, you have no opportunity to sleep quietly at night. Instead, you are always awake and crying. You have received this benediction, and so your heart is broken just like ours. Mukunda's business with us is simply to smear our marks of kumkum. O ocean, you suffer as much as we. Twang yakshamana balavatasi vihita indo kshinastamona nija didhiti bhi kshinokshi kachchin mukunda gaditani yatha vayangtwang vismritya bho sthagita gir upalakshya sena. O moon, you appear to be suffering from a severe fever, perhaps tuberculosis. Indeed, your effulgence does not have the strength to destroy this darkness. Have you become mad after hearing the songs of Krishna? Is that why you are silent? Seeing your suffering, we queens feel that you are one of us. King nu acharitam asmabhir malaya nilate priyam govinda panga nirbhine pridirayasi na smaran. O Malayan breeze, kindly tell us what wrong we have done to you. Why do you fan the flames of desire in our hearts? We have been pierced by the arrow of Govinda's glance, for Govinda is perfect in the art of awakening the influence of Cupid. Mega Srimangstvam Asidaito Yadavendrasya Nunang Sri Vatsankang Vayam Iva Bhavan Jayati Prema Baddha Ati Utkanta Shavala Hridayosmad Vidho Vashpadara Smritva Smritva Vrithrijati Muhur Dukadastat Prasangaha. Dear cloud, O friend of Krishna's, are you thinking of the Sri Vatsa symbol on Krishna's chest, just like us queens who are engaged in loving affairs with Krishna? You are absorbed in meditation, remembering the association of Krishna. and thus you shed tears of misery. Priya Rava Padani Bhashase Mrita Sanjeeva Kayana Yagira Karavani Kim Adyate Priyang Vadame Vogita Kanta Kokila. Dear Cuckoo, you possess a very sweet voice, and you are very expert in imitating others. Why, you could excite even a dead body with your voice. Therefore, tell all of us queens that good behavior is their proper duty. Na chalasi na vadisi udara buddhe kshatidhara chintayase mahantam artam apibata vasudeva nandangrin vayam iva kamayase stanayar vidhartum. O magnanimous mountain, you are very grave and sober, absorbed in thought of doing something very great. Like us queens, you have vowed to keep within your heart the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Shushadradda karashita bata sindhu patnya samprati apasta kamala shriyashta bhartu yadvadvayang madupate pranayava lokam aprapya mushta hridaya puru karshita sma. O rivers, you are the wives of the ocean, and we see that the ocean does not give you happiness. Thus, you have almost dried up, and you no longer bear beautiful lotuses. The lotuses have all become skinny, and even in the sunshine, they are devoid of all pleasure. Similarly, the hearts of us poor queens are all dried up, and our bodies are skinny because we are now devoid of loving affairs with Madhupati. Are you, like us, dry and without beauty because you are devoid of Krishna's loving glands? Hamsa swagatam asyatang piba payo bruhi anga shaure kathang dutang twang nu vidama kachchit ajita swasti asta uktang pura king va naschala sauvida smarati tang kasmad bhajamo vayang shaudra lapaya kamadang shriyam rite saivaika nishta shtriyam. O swan, you have come here so happily. Let us welcome you. We understand that you are always Krishna's messenger. So now, while you drink this milk, tell us what Krishna's message is. Has Krishna said something about us to you? May we inquire from you whether Krishna is happy? We want to know. Does Krishna remember us? We know that the goddess of fortune is serving Krishna alone, and we are simply maidservants. So, how can we worship Krishna, who speaks sweet words, but never fulfills our desires? Krishna Das Kaviraj now concludes this section. If one becomes a servant of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu and is favored by them, one can believe in all these discourses. So just try to hear these topics with faith, for there is great pleasure even in hearing them, and that hearing will destroy all miseries pertaining to the body, mind, and other living entities, and the unhappiness of false arguments as well. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is ever increasingly fresh. For one who hears it again and again, one's heart and ear become pacified. Recorded August 1, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.